Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama Talk Radio with
the Uchi Wally Wally Bang Bang Man Dick Hugger
and Butter Pecan.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing today?
Oh, shoot, after last night's show. Tired.
Not tired. We just getting started.
Yeah.
And as always, I want to enlighten the people. You know, I'm all about education, freeing your mind and your ass following. So I want to talk to people about, you know, superstitions, mm-hmm. some things that people don't normally think about, but that some people actually believe in. So.
Are you superstitious?
Kind of, but that's only if I'm playing ball. It's like a certain thing
God.
I gotta do. It's certain things that,
oh,
that people
God.
Do.
You that, play ball.
Anyway, I'm nice. That's all that counts. I'm
nice.
I'm nice. I can hit the
on
jumper.
The court.
I can hit the jumper. I can go to the hole. I can hit my free throws. You can't foul me. You can't stop me. You can only hope to contain me.
I've seen you play ball.
Yes. But you can't see. So
you have to stay there.
Your vision don't
count.
But a vision is
dark. I've seen enough.
All right.
To know. Okay, talk about your superstition.
Bathing. In various parts of the world, it is considered unwise to wash the whole body, as this threatens to wash away a person's luck.
Bathing the whole body or just
a
portion of the body?
They say that it's unwise to bathe the whole body.
Where is this at?
This is in various parts of the world.
Because I know a heck of a lot of people that must be superstitious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the reason why.
Well, I know in France they don't like to.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of countries over there where they don't like to bathe all of their body, much less some of it. You know, we just,
oh, that's disgusting.
Right. No, but hey, there's a reason why. They feel like they're going to wash away their luck. They figure.
And is this the same country that they don't wear underwear on the water?
I don't know. You'd have to ask somebody in Thailand whether or not they don't believe in washing their whole body. I'm kind of curious what parts they would pick. Like,
well, on Monday,
right.
You know.
Left under pit. I ain't washing
that. Called underarm, not under pit.
It's the under pit.
Underarm.
Under your arm, the underpit
in
of
the
your
pit. Of your arm.
Right. The under. All right. You might go in there. Look. The under. The okay, the under. The left underarm.
The under.
The right
arm.
Under. Well, we just saying.
The armpit.
That, right. They might not wash one armpit on a certain day. Next day, they may be like, well, I'm going to leave the back of my knee dirty.
Well, there's only 7 days in a week.
So that's 7 body parts. You're rotating. There's a serious rotation going on there.
Okay.
Yeah. There's. It's
okay. Because women have more body parts than men.
No.
Well, men have more body parts than women.
I don't know. I've never really.
You don't know.
I don't. You know, it's like counting.
You do know.
Well, I mean, they're different. and different body parts.
You have
parts.
To know. I mean, you've seen
but,
a woman.
Okay, but
I'm sure you've seen a man.
Right.
So.
But you know, but if you're saying like boobs,
I would say yes.
There are man boobs and women boobs.
Okay, and there are two balls. Well, most men have two balls.
Okay.
So a woman only has one vagina. Woman, some
but they got
92.
Okay, they got
but,
lips though. You have two lips. Vulvas. Vulva lips.
But that's only counted as one vagina.
But
two balls are not considered
both.
Well, no, that's
two
testicles.
Right. Two testicles in one sack.
See, do they consider that one sack?
It's one sack. It's not two. I don't know.
Looks like two to me.
Hey, anybody got two facts out there, call in.
Okay.
Me, right or wrong, I don't know.
Okay.
But no pictures. No pictures. You can talk about it, but no pictures.
But.
Yeah, just let that go. You're not going to do
I'm
nothing.
Confused.
Okay. There's nothing to be confused about. Look, at your own leisure, you know, you find your man and you can count his body parts and y'all can go about counting and then boom, you can come back with the results. Moving on. Beauty. To promote one's overall beauty, European superstition recommends collecting dew on the first day of May and then bathing in it. In Germany, drinking cold coffee is said to be equally effective.
Wait, repeat that.
I said, European superstition recommends collecting dew on the first day of May. Now, and bathing in it. Now, I get up early in the morning sometimes. That's a lot of dew to bathe. I mean, you got to be up at like 4:30 in the morning, squeezing them leaves to get that dew, enough dew to bathe
well,
in.
Well, maybe they bottle it.
Okay.
You know, maybe Europeans bottle it for that time of the year.
Yeah, the first day of May. That's the only day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dew. Now, if you
at
got,
first, I mean, when you said dew, I was thinking
like not Mountain Dew. You know, dew.
Do they even have Mountain Dew in Europe?
I'm assuming so. Somebody's probably drinking it over there. I hope they're not bathing in it, thinking it's gonna make them not
May
under.
First.
Not May 1st, they may think I get some Mountain Dew because it's dew from the mountain. And
anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess it depends on if you in a village where there's a lot of ugly people. They're out there early in the morning trying to get that dew.
Because they know they're not going to be let in.
Yeah.
In Italy.
Right. You can't get into the cheese factory. So you like, okay, 1st of May, girl, we got to get up 2:30 in the morning to beat everybody else. So we can get that dew, so we can bathe in it and be pretty.
Wait, is that a superstition or is that
that's a superstition? You know, superstition. People believe in that. Yeah, but you could take the German route and just drink the cold coffee. That'd probably be a little bit easier.
I think Americans do it too.
Nah,
aren't those what called iced coffees?
Yeah, it's not helping though.
Ice lattes?
Yes, it's not helping. I don't know what to say. Not to insult anybody who drinks cold coffee, I'm not saying that you're ugly. I'm just saying that German.
I'm drinking cold coffee right now.
Oh, you drinking cold coffee?
Right now, I am, yeah. You told me to get some. Hey!
I'm sorry, you figured that out. Okay. I'm trying to help your situation out.
Oh my god, I need to get some caffeine in my system before we get the show.
See?
Man.
All right. Okay, for people out there who got bunions. A lot of people, they work hard. It's no indictment on you.
Bunions are on your feet, right?
Right. So if you got one of these jobs, you're on your feet, whatever, you need some relief. So we got something for you. Superstition recommends cow dung mixed with fish oil, and you putting that whole concoction on your bunion overnight. Now, that's probably not the night that you want to have your man or your woman come over, because y'all relationship might change a little bit. But it said that can help. As a matter of fact, dung is used for a lot of different things, like mouse dung and honey on the head is said to be able to cure baldness. So, you know. Hey, dude, you don't know. I've been in the street. That's how I got this afro.
Mouse dung.
Mouse dung and honey. So it's not that hard. It's not that hard to get the mouse dung. So you just need to get some honey from Albertsons or Vons or whatever. Mix it all up. Put it in them spots and let it grow. But once again, Don't date on that day, and maybe that week, wash that smell out.
And make sure that's one of the body parts that you decide to wash on that day.
Well, you have to wash it the next day. You can't wash
it.
You have
to keep it on.
Yeah, you got
to
keep it on. But you think you go
rub it in and
right.
then wash it off.
Yeah, you
got like conditioner.
Right.
Hair conditioner.
Right.
But you're saying you have to leave it on.
Yes, this is an old-fashioned remedy.
I'm thinking hair conditioner where you put it through your head, hair, and then wash it off.
Why don't you try that out and let me know?
What, the whole mouth dung
and honey?
And honey?
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, I'll get the honey, you get the mouth dung.
All right.
We'll try it out. It really looks like you've used a heck of a lot on your head.
Anyway, also with dung, if you leave lumps of dung around the house, it's guaranteed good luck.
So, it is guaranteed to clear up your house.
So you got some relatives you've been having bad luck with? Maybe if you leave some dung around the house, good luck will befall you and your relatives and people that you can't get rid of. You know, like some women got a man that don't want to work, he want to chill around the house. Leave some dung strategically placed around the crib, guaranteed to get homie up out of there quick.
Well, there's some other ways.
Right. That wouldn't be the most hygienic way to do it, but hey, It's something that's out there. This is the old, somebody used it, and I guess it worked for them, so it's been passed down through the centuries or whatever. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be trying it anytime soon, but.
You sure?
Yeah. But technically, if you have cats, all you would have to do to have good luck is to place cat litter all over the house, and so your cats can, like, do it manually like that, and you can save yourself some work. It's just a thought. I'm trying to help y'all out, you know, because at least some cat litter got some deodorizers in it, so your house won't be smelling horrible, but you'll get the good luck at the same time.
Well, they do say when you step in dog shit, that's supposed to be good luck.
In your left foot. You got to.
Damn,
I'm stepping
in your
foot. Right. Now, if you're stepping in your right foot, hey, you SOL.
That's your left foot.
It's your left foot.
Where do you hear that?
That's in the Book of Superstitions also.
I'm
enlightening the people today. Teaching y'all something.
That's what.
That's good. Now, for those of us who have gallstones, you know, we spoke about gallstones the other day. There's a way of getting rid of gallstones.
Huh.
You boil sheep droppings in fresh milk, and then you drink it until it's gone. You're going to move something. Fresh milk, sheep droppings, boiled. I'm thinking like the boiling will take some of the bad smell and taste out, and you mix it with the milk. And I'm looking at it like, what's the vitamin that you get from milk? You get the calcium and whatever vitamin that they say you get from milk. I don't know. I don't drink milk.
I don't drink milk either.
If anybody can enlighten us on what vitamin comes from milk.
Yeah, please call in at 646-929-2037.
Or you can text us at Smooth Drama 41411.
Yeah.
Or email us.
At smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. You can enlighten us about whatever vitamin. I don't know. It's not
whatever's
really
in milk.
Yeah. But if you want to pass some gallstones, milk and boiled sheep droppings. Don't forget to boil it. That's very
Ew.
Important.
Ew.
All right. Urine. Urine is also very big in superstition. Like if somebody's having a problem with a witch or somebody you think is a witch, you know, most people use the bee in front of that. If you think that bee with the itch on the end is a witch, what you would do is you would sprinkle your doorsteps and the homes of every member of your family with it. That's you know how they mark, you know, animals mark territory? Maybe animals are keeping other animal witches away from their territory. Yeah. It's something you gotta wrap your head around it. Y'all not marking your territory, you're keeping the witches out. It's a superstition. I didn't make this up.
Okay.
Got nothing on that, huh?
I didn't even know what to say on that one.
Also, if somebody has a hearing problem, it is reported that you can pour urine in their ear, and that helps the hearing problem.
That gives a whole nother ear gouging, doesn't it? Really?
Yeah, really.
If they are hard of hearing.
If they're hard of hearing, you can save you some money on batteries and hearing aids.
Does anybody hear this?
Anybody have a problem?
You can get some urine. Can it be anybody's urine?
It could be your own. It could be your own, or it could be your loved one. Or your homie, or whoever. I guess urine is urine. If you kind of squeamish about yours, use your animals.
Fido.
Hey, I need that real quick. Maybe you can use like the little turkey baste or whatnot, put it in there and just squeeze it in.
I mean, using your kitchen, no.
No. Oh. I'm saying it'd be something that you just use one time and then you throw it away.
God.
If you use bleach, you can clean that stuff off anyway.
Oh.
All right. Now, for those ladies who are trying to catch a man,
Oh, I gotta hear this one.
German folk believe that a man will fall in love with any girl who urinates in his shoe. So I don't know.
I don't know about any man that I know.
Yeah, no.
I would want to hear. Not that I want to urinate in anyone's shoe. But I have a feeling they'd be pissed off at me. Hey, Mr. Hugger, take off your shoe.
No. Not, I'm never taking my shoe off at a woman's house ever again after I heard this. Hopefully, I never have to deal with this, but my shoes are staying on. Don't be mad at me. But supposedly, German folk believe that.
Leave your shoes at the doorway.
Nope. Why are you walking in the house with your shoes on? I left my shoes in the car.
Because you don't want no women folk
urinating
in
my shoe.
For fear of.
Well, I like the choice. I wouldn't want to be like magic spelled into falling in love with somebody. So.
Well, it all depends on if you're leaving your shoes in a whole bunch of houses.
Anyway.
He never thought of it like that.
No, I'm not thinking like that. Virginity for you mothers and I don't know, it's not a lot of virgins out here nowadays, but a way to test for virginity. You can test a girl to see if she's a virgin if you slip some powdered coal into her food. If she is still a virgin, she will express an overpowering desire to urinate.
Powdered what?
Powdered coal.
Where do you get that from?
You know, coal that people used to put in the ovens and
so
the black stuff.
So I wonder if that would work for men also.
To decide if a man's a virgin? I think you can kind of tell dudes that are virgin.
Well, you want to know this before you get them in the bed.
Why don't you just ask them?
Okay, I don't know about many men that would actually fess up to being
fess
a virgin.
Up.
Fess up.
Yes, any man out there who fess up, whatever that means, fess up
to being a virgin. That sounds like saying Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts.
Powdered coal. Okay.
If you got some suspicions, you know, you want to see what's up, not a lot of powdered coal.
You should put that to the test.
Not a lot of powdered coal, though, because you don't want to go to the emergency room.
Are you
going
to put that to the test?
A smidgen. No. Not really.
Yeah. We gotta try some of these. No, we don't.
Yeah. Well, if there's anybody that is curious about some of this, you wanna try it? We'll bring the whole smooth drama show to you. We'll film it. We'll put it on YouTube. We'll do the whole thing. We'll talk about superstitions. I just wanna film from afar. Really far away. But if you're interested, hit us up and we'll check you out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done with superstition now?
I'm done with superstition.
Okay, we're going to just take a little 10-second break.
I love y'all.
Thank you.
Together you guys move from
and we're back.
Hi. Want to talk about the news now. They're saying, and they're always, I don't know who they are, but they're always saying something, that an unusual name could start a kid down a path of criminal behavior.
It's all in a name.
It's all in the name. A recently published study shows that giving one's child a less common name could make it more likely they turn to a life of crime.
What?
Yep. David E. Calist and Daniel Y. Lee of Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania found that males with less common names like Ernest or Ivan were more likely to become juvenile delinquents than kids with names like Michael or David. Their study was published in the journal Social Science Quarterly. And the researchers said that it was independent of race, and the study proposed a number of theories why an unusual name might make a child predisposed to early criminal behavior. One theory is that less common names make it more difficult for males to befriend others and have difficulty forming relationships. And the other theory is that young males are acting out because they consciously dislike their names. And last but not least, they know that if you name the kid, they're saying steer clear of making his middle name Wayne.
Why?
I guess because Wayne Gacy or whatever, serial killer, there's been a couple of serial killers with the name Wayne in the middle.
Okay.
So, if anybody's out there listening, your name is Ernest, I'm sorry. I live in South Dakota. Don't break in my house. I'm misleading. Ernest, Ivan, I didn't do nothing wrong to you, but if you want to come see me, I live in South Dakota. Come get me, sucker. Yeah, so this is a good one. This is like Indian giver stuff. A man tries to reclaim ex's breast implants. This guy, a 28-year-old California man, is on trial for trying to slice the breast implants he paid for out of his ex-girlfriend's chest. Thomas Lee Rowley, 28, is on trial in Victorville, California, for stabbing his ex-girlfriend 6 times, supposedly to reclaim the breast implants he paid for before they broke up. Or in his own words, I'm going to cut them out and get them back.
What was he going to do with them when he got them?
I guess he was going to give them to his girlfriend. That's all I don't know.
Okay.
That's different. He's like, hey, since I paid for them, nobody else is going to benefit from them. These are my titties.
There's that whole possessing thing again.
That's not about possessing.
Yes, it is.
No, dude just figured, hey, he figured... It's a new age. You know how some folks are like, okay.
I pay for them, I want them back.
Right, like
how that goes.
Like the engagement ring. It's a new age. He's like, hey, I paid for these titties. If we not going to be together, I want the titties back because I'm going to give them to my new girlfriend. You can't understand that? Nobody can understand that. Titties, I want to take the titties back.
If anyone disagrees with that, please let us know. If anyone else agrees with that,
hold on.
Please call in at 646-929-2037. We want some opinions out there.
All I'm saying is, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm saying this is homie's illogical logic.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
It makes no sense, but it makes sense. He wants his
it
property.
It makes no sense, but makes sense.
Right, because in his head, he's saying, I paid for him. I got the bill, I'm still paying the bill. So he's like, this is, I'm taking it. That's it.
Well, then, if it's logical, then why aren't more men doing this?
Because more men make sense. They like, I've seen one pair of titties, I'll see another pair. It's like scoring a bucket. If I score once, I'm going to score again. It's all right. Now, this dude obviously didn't understand that logic.
I guess not.
Yeah, he figured, hey, I'm taking him back.
And he's on trial right now?
Yeah, he's on trial right now. I'm sure that he's probably going to get convicted. Assault with a deadly weapon and steal some titties back. I wouldn't go to jail for trying to take some titties
back.
No. But I'm sure it wasn't a pretty sight. I'm sure it was not a pretty sight.
I guess not.
Yep. I get to talk about something funny. Bride Wars in the Indiana wedding.
Bride?
Bride Wars.
Bride or bride?
Bride. B-R-I-D-E.
Bride
Wars. Yes. And
is there anything like that movie, Bride Wars?
I don't know. I don't watch no movies like that.
You have seen some commercials about it.
No.
You didn't see any commercials about that movie with Anne Hathaway and Kate Hudson.
What part of no do you not understand?
I don't understand no very
no
well.
No end to the O.
I don't know.
Anyway, Anne Marie Bricker, 23, wasn't invited to her sister's wedding reception, but showed up anyway in she wasn't invited.
Why?
Hey, she wasn't invited. And so she was like, all right. And she showed up. She attacked her. And she pulled out pieces of her hair. And she was charged and arrested on a misdemeanor charge of battery.
Maybe that's why she wasn't invited.
Yeah.
My sister crazy.
Yeah, well, see, they actually mentioned your Bride Wars movie. Where they say they had the best friends fall out after refusing to move in the wedding date, whatever.
Right.
But, hey, this is different because these are relatives of each other, sisters at that. So you have to be violating at a whole nother level for your sister to not want you at the wedding. Or the
I know.
And then
brand different tint.
They actually fought it out, and you pull your sister's hair out on her wedding day.
Was this she wasn't invited to the reception.
She wasn't invited to the reception.
But was she invited to the ceremony?
I'm going to assume not.
So, okay. So I think it would be after the ceremony that they got in the fight.
Yeah, at the reception. The reception comes after the wedding.
Yeah, that's okay. I wasn't listening for the first part.
You figured that out?
For the first part, I wasn't really listening. Sometimes
you
when
so smart.
Yeah. There's only sometimes I listen to you and sometimes I don't.
Yeah, you should listen all the time.
All the time? I don't know about that. Shoot, I don't even listen to it. I don't listen to anybody all the time. Hey, I need to give a shout-out to somebody.
Shout it out.
Somebody marked us as their favorite radio show.
In the whole wide world.
And who is it?
It is.
Looks like you're getting popular. Ms. Biznatch.
Okay.
That must be one of your
friends. Ms. Biznatch.
Hey!
How come you can't have a friend named Ms. Biznatch?
I don't have any friends.
Yeah, I know that.
Thank you, Ms. Biznatch.
Yes, Ms. Biznatch,
Hey.
We are the shiz match. You know, welcome to call in. Holla at your boy.
Holla.
Holla. Yeah.
I promise I won't hang up on you. I'm getting pretty good at the switchboard now.
Right. You didn't hang up.
I didn't hang up on anybody. I didn't press the button too many times.
Yeah, because there's the hang up button and then there's the on the air button. And
yeah.
So long as you stay away from the hang up button,
I know.
You won't hang up.
Well, you know. And then there's the mute button.
Right.
And then there's the play button and the stop button and And then there's the hang up button for us is like cut the show off completely.
Right.
You know, why am I controlling the switchboard? For someone that can't see without her glasses. Here I'm sitting here without my glasses.
Yeah,
no wonder. No,
man. Okay. You're gonna stop talking about it.
Then I don't even know why I'm controlling the switchboard.
Speaking of glasses.
This
is something that's just for somebody like me, just so y'all know, Dick Hugger is an avid comic book reader fan since I was a little itty bitty tadpole.
Alpha nerd.
Alpha nerd. Exactly. So, Dick Hugger and my millions of comic book reader homies, I'm down with y'all to the fullest. Power to the comic book people. They have x-ray specs that are becoming reality. So for all my homies out there who ever wanted to have an x-ray glasses that they were selling in the comic books, but they couldn't see through nothing, they have them now. See, the technology, the researchers have developed technology that may be used to create glasses that can see through solid material. The technology, which is effective at distances up to 45 feet, uses microbursts of ultra-wideband radar to detect movements at a very small level, according to the publication New Scientist. Unfortunately, for some of us, I'm not saying me, but unfortunately, they're saying that if one is planning on using it to peek through sweaters, however, you're probably out of luck because it's the technology is based on microscopic movement. But I'm going to hope that just like there was a scientist who was trying to cure a heart attack and he created Viagra, that there also will be a like-minded scientist who will tweak these glasses, and they will be see-through. So, special kind of shade. Hopefully, some man law will come into effect.
You're hoping for this.
Yes. I will have every...
I guess I can hope for it, too, because it just doesn't go one way.
Yeah.
I mean, I could use the glasses for... for good. I can use it for good. Not just evil.
I can use the glasses for good too. Hey, that it's. It would be very beneficial in my line of work to
Your line of work?
Yes.
And what line of work would that be?
That would be to praise women. I praise y'all. I believe in y'all wholeheartedly. Dick Hugger, in Dick Hugger, you have a fan. I worship the ground you walk on, the air that you breathe. Yes, I do. Sincerely.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to go into a crazy folk summary.
Uh-oh.
Now that I've lived out my comic book nerd dream of always having some x-ray glasses. Yeah.
Made by Acme Company.
Hey. Don't do that. Acme. Don't do that.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Chinese New Year A performer squirts milk through his eye by blocking his nose and blowing hard.
Yeah.
In Beijing. But it would come, the milk comes out his eye.
Yeah.
You've seen that?
You know what? I saw that on one of them freaky shows.
All right. Now, I don't know.
It would come out like.
Right. It comes out, but where's the thrill in milk coming out of your eyes?
To say that he could do it? I don't know.
Right. But who strives to be able to show folks that they can squirt milk out of their eyes?
Well, obviously that guy.
Well, see, there are skills to have, and that's not a skill I would want to have. Like, you know, you're trying to impress the girl. Hey, hold on. You need a glass of milk. Let me show you something.
Well, you know,
yeah, defend that. Defend the eye squirter.
I can't.
Thank you.
That's just
y'all hear this. This is the first. This is the first ever butter can't defend nothing.
I don't even want to try
the milk squirter. That's just gross.
I'm still on the Acme company.
Right, you
want to
carry the glass, that's what that is. I ain't telling you when they come out.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, you won't find out.
I know a couple other alpha nerds.
You can't use my term.
Okay, I know a couple other nerds.
Too late.
Nerds.
All right. Iowa City. Must be a place to be in Iowa City. Man shows up drunk to serve intoxication sentence. 3-day public intoxication sentence at the Johnson County Jail. He shows up drunk. So I guess he figured, hey, I gotta go to jail anyway.
I might as well show up drunk.
So you just, where shall I go into?
Well, I'm sure that's nothing new. Why are they reporting that?
He showed, you don't think that's unusual that a guy who has to spend 3 days for public intoxication will show up drunk for his sentence?
Wait, for his sentence?
Yes.
Or for his trial?
No, trial.
How'd he get the booze to show up for his sentencing drunk?
He goes to the store.
No, but if you're going in for your sentencing, wouldn't you have to go through your trial first?
No, he had been convicted. So he had to serve 3 days for public intoxication. So when he showed up for his 3 days, he was...
Okay. He didn't... Okay.
You got it now?
Yeah, I got it.
Your comprehension is off tonight.
Because I'm drinking cold coffee.
See, you're trying to get beautiful. We're going past that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going into this is why I differentiated between alpha nerd and nerd. Because of this right here. Colorado man tried to rob two convenience stores with a sword modeled after a Star Trek Klingon warriors. See, this is the kind of thing, you know, you imagine, hopefully he didn't have the Klingon makeup on. I don't know if y'all remember the Klingons.
Funny.
But they're like, I'm not going to say, because remember I said I wasn't going to say the racism, but the Klingons was like the black people in outer space with the horn heads, foreheads, and whatnot. And they always wanted to fight. I'm not making no suggestions.
That's not stereotyping.
I ain't stereotyping. I'm just saying that.
Because, you know, he went to racial rehab last night.
I went to racial rehab last night, so I should be all right.
After he left the show, he went to racial rehab.
Yeah.
And he went to bed.
Right. And I had a whole 12-hour session of rehab. And
12 hours?
Yeah, I did some in the morning, too. I'm just trying not to. I'm just saying that the Klingons, all of them was dark-skinned, and they all had the horn forehead.
They had a nice tan.
Yes, they had nice tans. They were very nice. You know, without the suntan lotion, they had to get it sprayed on or nothing. Anyway, Peter.
Peter,
you know, the people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Those are the Super Bowl commercials that they didn't show.
All right. They didn't need to show them.
They're all over the internet now.
Okay. Well, these dudes, where their intentions are admirable, the way they're going about it is, like, way past retarded. They wanted their Middle East peace plan is give peas a chance.
Give what?
Peas, like PEAS, give peas a chance. What they wanted to do, they asked the Israeli side and the other side. I'm sorry, I don't mean to diss y'all. But y'all like the Crips and Bloods anyway.
The Israeli side
and the people that they're blowing up over there. They asked them, what was Israel's name before? Not Israel's name, but the name of the country before Israel was awarded their country. All right. Anyway, they asked both sides, and you know I know this. That's what's bad about it.
You're looking at me like,
yes. No. Yes, I mean, this is so stupid that I can't even remember the name, and I ain't dissing y'all. I'm sorry. I know y'all fighting for your freedom and whatnot, but they wanted to put up pro-vegetarian signs on both sides of the border. Because they're saying that eating meat, there's like suggestion that maybe eating meat is the problem in this battle. And I'm like, I don't think they're fighting over cows. Chickens, you know what?
Can't be drunk in Scotland
with a cow. You know what I mean? The Jesus from Peter. I feel y'all, but I don't think.
That brings us back to the ugly one.
Right.
The cheese factor.
Right. See, y'all might want to. I don't know, but vegetarian signs at the border of the Israelis and the.
Come on now.
Man, I should be shot. anyway, it's not going to help. It's probably going to make them mad that you put the sign up like, man, I don't want no damn peas. I hate peas. We only have peas here. We got bullets and landmines.
Yeah. Oh, you still can't think of
peas. I can't think. I'm sorry. Moving on, I'll get it one of these days.
About 10 minutes,
and show goes. Google has a new slot to track users.
I saw that.
Yeah, y'all. I don't know if y'all remember back in the days of school, longitude and latitude. Well, Google has a program called Latitude. It's a service called Latitude, and it will display a user's location based on GPS.
You have to give people access to that.
Right.
Permissions to track you.
Right.
Okay, well.
Well, see what it is. Latitude is presented as a service to see where your friends are in real time, even if you opt out of making your location publicly available.
Can we give another shout-out to someone who just added us with another favorite?
Hey.
Can you read that?
Miss Innocent. Hey, Miss Innocent.
Hey, thanks for adding us.
All right. don't check your food. Make sure nobody don't put no coal in your food.
Coal powder. Because then you'll have an urge to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
To go pee, urinate.
But I guess that would be a good thing. So.
Would it?
To some people, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We not going potty. We going to rise above the fray. Miss Innocent, we love
I can
you.
Just, you know, somebody could lie and you know, and I could act like,
you know. All right. You can't act like nothing. Whatever. Moving on. Help 911. My drug dealer scares me. See, this is another reason why I rail against stupid people. See, and this is out of Ohio. This is another reason why I talk about Ohio. Police in Cleveland say a man called 911 because he felt he was in danger.
From his drug dealer.
Right. Then asked the dispatcher to hold on while he made a drug deal.
He said that
Alejandro Melendez was arrested after the call and was charged with possessing cocaine. The police said that Melendez called 911 late Saturday and reported that two men with guns were watching him.
His drug dealer.
Right. He
must have been on something.
But see, this is why they had that commercial, just say no. That's why.
Wow.
Because if you're dumb enough to call 911, say, hold on. Hey, let me get that right there. I need some of that good stuff. You're not smart.
No.
And the dispatcher called the police. Well, they said they could hear him on the call because the dispatcher called him back. I got to say this. He's on the recording saying, what you need? A 10-pack? You need a 10-pack? All right.
Oh,
and, you know, they said a 10-pack is a slang for a bundle of heroin.
Really?
Yeah. And so the dispatcher called the police, who found him at the location that he gave, and had the dispatcher call the cell phone again, and they found the cocaine in his trousers. Just
stupid.
Yeah, this is a dude that needs a lot of hugs and love. Obviously.
And anybody out there in
Cleveland,
Ohio, go give that man a hug.
Yeah, somebody go talk to him and say, hey, man, look, if you going to make a drug deal, which we don't advocate here, but we're saying if you going to make it, don't call 911.
Don't call 911, even though we're talking about weed being legal.
Right. But weed being legal got nothing to do with calling 911.
And saying your drug dealer scares you.
Right. Hold on a second.
While making a drug deal.
Right. That's not smart.
No.
No.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, actually, this last thing here is kind of scary here. Well, last couple things here. In Australia, they've had a massive amount of floods. And I guess the floods, you know, Australia, they got, like, huge crocodiles and then big snakes.
Right.
And so and these floods have warnings. They have radio flash warnings of crocodiles roaming the flood waters and giant snakes. They said so far they've had sightings of three large crocodiles, and some people have had the giant snakes and whatnot. I'm not going to tell you. It's not happening. Just because they have big
Well, that's in the floodwaters, and
right.
You don't go to anywhere that's flooded.
Okay, but that just means that they're there. I have an aversion to giant things that can eat me. It's not high on my list of being around. You know, like, even in the zoo, I don't really go into the reptile cage and whatnot. You know, I do think the zoo is slavery. I'm just...
What?
The zoo is slavery.
Why?
You got animals on display for your amusement. Oh, look at the little monkey.
You don't like going to zoos?
No, I don't. Why do you think the monkey throws shit at you? Because they mad because you got him in the cage. They like, we're in danger because humans like you. They not in danger from other animals. It's you.
Okay.
Got me trapped.
So that's in Australia.
Yeah, that's in Australia.
Crocodiles and snakes.
Yeah, crocodiles and snakes. Now, for something that's kind of sad and disturbing, a 10-year-old dies while found hanged at an Illinois school. This one was his name was Aquan Lewis. He's a fifth grader at Oakton Elementary. And he was found unresponsive and hanging from a hook in the bathroom about 3 p.m. Tuesday. And he was pronounced dead this morning at Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago.
Why?
They're saying that he killed himself.
A 10-year-old?
Suicide, yeah. But I don't know how a 10-year-old can put himself on the hook. It's just a sad story, actually. And I'm thinking that they're trying to cover up, because this is in a suburban school. So I'm thinking that there was some bully kids that got some influential parents, and they don't want to let this come out.
Right.
So we're going to keep posted on this one because that sounds fishy. I don't think there's too many 10-year-olds that's going to hook themselves up on the hook.
That's sad.
Just to kill themselves, it just don't sound right. And so for the listeners out there, I want y'all to, think about the parents that have to deal with that and follow this story, because we're going to follow it here at Smooth Diamond.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 years old.
10 years old? But we're not going to leave out on that note. We're going to give a shout out to my hacker homies out there. I love y'all. I keep saying I'm down with the hackers. So long as you don't hack my stuff, I'm cool with you. You know, the authorities are worried about the road signs. They've been taking over the road signs, the hackers, lately. Like, the latest one was Tuesday morning in Collinsville, Illinois, east of St. Louis. The hackers changed the sign along southbound Interstate 255 to read, "Daily lane closures due to zombies." So if you were afraid of zombies,
well,
that was your morning.
There you go.
There you go.
Get off the road.
Get off the road.
Well, we'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to us again this evening. To stay connected to Smooth Drama upcoming events, you can text the word Smooth Drama to 41411 or email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
And on that note, We're
going to say goodbye. Happy trails to you.
Until next time. Good night.
Peace in the hood.
Peace in the hood.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
together, you guys.